We continue now with Beis Adav Tezayin Mebeis, six lines from the top of the page, Tanan. The Gemara begins, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ochlo she'ovad lo yivashelo betchila, that if a person ate the Erev Tavshilin, or it was lost, so then lo yivashelo betchila, he cannot go ahead and be someich on it for the purpose of cooking on Yom Tov Shabbos. Shia mimena kolshu, however, says the Mishnah, that if even a small amount remains, even a kolshu, someich alav to Shabbos, he could rely on that for the purpose of cooking for Shabbos. So my kolshu, what does it mean when it says kolshu? Lav afagav to leka kazayas. Maybe this is what, even if there's less than a kazayas, and this would be a kashan Rav Abba. Rav Abba said previously in the top of the Amud, a ruv tavshilin srichan kazayas, you require at least a kazayas. Now you see from our Mishnah that's not so. It says a kolshu. So says the Gemara, lo, the isbe kazayas, says Gemara, no. Your reading is incorrect. When it says in the Mishnah kolshu, what it means is a small amount, but it has to be at least a kazayas. So then why is it considered, why is it called a kolshu? So Rashi says, l'gabe kikar shalem karle kolshu. Because originally there was a kikar shalem, there was a whole loaf of bread. There was a whole, you know, something which was big, so that already is, that's choshev. That's something which is considered to be relatively large. And if it's basically all consumed, then all that's left is a kolshu, even though we're saying now that kolshu is a kazayis, but it's a kolshu relative to the kikar shalem. So that's why the Lashon Kolshu was used in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara defends Rav Abba's opinion, who says that a Kolshu over here has to mean a minimum of a Kazayas. Continues the Gemara and attempts to refute Rav Abba's teaching. Toshma, the Gemara says, come and learn from the following Braisa. Tov Tavshil Zet Tzoli, when it says cooked food, that you need a cooked food for an Erev Tavshil, and it could even be Tzoli, it could even be roasted. Mafilu Kavush, and even if it was soaked or pickled, shaluk, even if it was overcooked, or mavushal, even if it was cooked normally. And then it says, v'kolayis ispanin, shenosn l'cham n'yer v'yomtif, or, even what, Spanish mackerel. This is a specific type of fish, and a person pours hot water over this before yomtif. This is also considered mavushal for the purpose of what? Of having a tavshil for Erev Tavshilin. Says Rashi, what is this, kolayis ispanin? This is dog maliach. This is a salted fish, v'rach. It is very soft and small. And it's normally eaten raw. Elish knows and love chamin. But it was customary. People typically put hot water over it. Vizabishulu, this was considered, it's bishul kedinamasecha shabbish, shahadachaso zohi gmar melachta. That going in and pouring hot water over it, that is considered the gmar melacha for this particular type of fish. And so therefore, this would, all these examples would qualify for the purpose of cooked for an Erev Tavshilin. Tchilasa vasofe in loshir. And then the Gemara says that when it comes to the amount that is required for an Erev, so it says, Tchilasa v'sofo, the beginning and the end has no shear. So what does that mean? My love, ain't no shear klal. Maybe this means that there's no shear that's required at all. Meaning, even smaller than a kazayas would still qualify. So says the Gemara, no, lo, ain't no shear l'mala. It means that on the high end, there's no shear. Meaning, you could have an enormous tavshil, and that would still be good for the Erev Tavshil. Aviyesh lo shir lamata, but there is still considered to be a minimum shir lamata, and that is, as Rabbi Abba said, that is considered a kazayis. A kazayis is the absolute smallest shear that you can have for an Erev Tavshil. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Marav, a ruvei tavshilin srichan das. Rav Huna teaches the name of Rav, the Erev Tavshilin requires das, requires knowledge that it has been prepared. So says Gemara Pshita, das meniach b'inan. Obviously, you're going to require das for the person who is placing, the one who is establishing the Erev, certainly has to have das. Das mishenicha lo b'inan or lo b'inan. Says the Gemara, however, do you require das for the one on whose behalf the Erev is being prepared? Must he also have das? So it says, Rashi tzrichim das, Shiyedu, that people should know shalashim kach nasu, that it was made for this purpose. Rav Huna lo pirej das mi. Rav Huna did not clarify, didn't specify whose das mi talking about. Umafashin and lo anan. And therefore, says Rashi, we come along and we offer our own clarification. Vamina navada pshitala and the chiyam Rav Huna tzrichim das, daita de meniach, mi haboy. There's no question that the das of the one who is placing the Erev is required. The ihu adif shall so l'shem kach, because his participation in this is even more important, because he is the one who is preparing the Erev. Mihu says the Gemara Bonlan Das Mishe Nichol Tzorcho Kegon Daso Zel Tzorch Aviru Klum Tzorch Shiyimlach Potchila Nasoso Apiv. So if you're making it on behalf of someone else, says Rashi, do you have to check with him beforehand? Must you make sure that he is aware of the fact that this Erev is being prepared on his behalf? Or is that not necessary? Is it sufficient that I go ahead and I prepare an Erev with Das, and I could have anybody in mind? And anybody who comes forward later could be Samech on this. It's not necessary that individual has Das Milechatchila. So says the Gemara Toshma. The Gemara tries to answer this question from the following. The Avua de Shmuel Ma'arev Akula Nehardo. Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, used to go ahead and prepare an Erev for the entire city of Nehardo. Says the Gemara, Ami v'Rabasi Ma'arva Akula Teveria. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi would go ahead and they would prepare an Erev for the entire city of Teveria. So it is pretty evident from these particular stories about Avua de Shmuel and Rav Ami and Rav Asi that Das is not required on behalf of the individual upon whom the Erev is being prepared. It's only the one who's making the Erev, but those who are going to ultimately benefit from the Erev do not actually require Das. Machruz of Yaakov Bar Idi, the Gemara says, similarly, the Rav Yaakov Bar Idi used to announce on Yom Tov, Mishlo Niach, Eruv Tavshilin, Yavo V'Yismach Al Shali. Anybody who didn't make an Erev can come and can be Somech on my Erev. So it's very clear again that based on this pronouncement that Rav Yaakov made on Yom Tov, that somebody could be Somech on this Erev even if they had no prior knowledge beforehand. And so therefore, it must be that Rav Huna said that Das is necessary for an Erev. So he was talking about the Das Meniach, he was talking about the one who actually establishes the Erev, but not on whose behalf the Erev is being placed. So now the Gemara asks a question, now that we see that Avu de Shmuel and Rabbi and Rav Asi and Rabbi Yaakov used to go ahead and they used to make an Erev to include a large population. So the Gemara says, V'yad Kama, until what distance are individuals assumed to be included in an Erev? And there's this idea over here that you can make an Erev on behalf of many individuals. What is the limit? So Amar Rav Nachumi Bar Zachai Mishmei Dabaye at Tchum Shabbos. The limit is until Tchum Shabbos. What is Tchum Shabbos? So Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos outside of the city limits. Says Rashi, why? What's the significance of Tchum Shabbos Lagabe this din? So he says, anybody who at the onset of Yom Tov is outside of the Tchum, lo hayadaito shemniach aleihem, lo olo alibo lizochran. So the one who's placing the Erev never considers for a moment that somebody from outside the Tchum is going to need this, going to benefit from it, because he's not going to be in this particular perimeter over the course of Yom Tov and Shabbos. And so therefore, he never considered to include them in the first place. So Mestama, we assume that a person generally is going to think to himself, anybody who is within the Tchum, who may want to be Somech on this Erev, can rely on this Erev that I'm placing. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Sami Dahavi Masadim Asnisa Kamei Demar Shmuel. There was a certain blind person who used to go ahead and recite various teachings from the Tanoim before Shmuel. Rashi says he knew the Mishnayos by heart from his youth, and he used to go ahead and recite them verbatim before Shmuel. So Chazad Ahavet Otziv, one time Shmuel saw that he was upset, he was depressed. So Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, Amai Yativas, why are you upset? So Amalei, so the blind man said, Delo Asivi, Eruv Tavshilin. This was obviously on Yom Tov. And he says, I'm upset because I didn't prepare an Eruv Tavshilin. So now I can't prepare for Shabbos. So Amalei, he says, Smoch Adidi, it's not a problem. Go ahead, rely on my Eruv. Because, again, as we've seen already, says Rashi, the Marav Nakula Nahada, Shahi Iro. Shmuel learned like his father. He used to go ahead and make an Eruv for the entire city. In this case, Shmuel was in Arda. He made an Eruv for everybody in mind. So he said to him, you can rely on me. So Lashana, the next year, Chazid HaVeyotzev, once again, he sees that this man is upset. So Amalei, he says, Amalei, why are you upset? So Amalei, he says the same thing, the Lo'asiva Eruv Tavshilin, because I didn't establish an Eruv Tavshilin. I didn't prepare one again. So Amalei, so Shmuel says to him, Bosheat, at this point, you're considered negligent. The first time, okay, everybody makes mistakes. But now you did it a second time? So if you're doing it a second time, it shows already that you don't have the proper attitude when it comes to this particular din. You're not as diligent as you should be. So he says, L'kuli Amashari, everybody else can rely on my Erev. However, l'didach aser, but you are not permitted to go ahead and rely on the Erev. Why? Because he says, when I established the Erev, I only did it having in mind those people who forgot. But anybody who is a poshe, no. Says Rashi, l'didach aser, she'ein daiti al mezidin v'haposhim, she'einun charedim l'divrei chachamim. Those who are not concerned about fulfilling divrei chachamim, so I did not have in mind to include them in my Erev. And so therefore he says, it only works once with me. More than that, you're not included. Interestingly, the Rush infers from this particular Gemara that a person can only rely on the Eruv that is prepared by the Rav of a community in a situation where he forgets. This is not something that he could be somech on the Chachila. Because you see from here, from the story with Shmuel, that Shmuel only prepared an Eruv having the community in mind in a situation where somebody forgets. So this is something that you can fall back on in an emergency situation. But l'chachila, to go ahead and to be posheya, to fail to prepare an Eruv, I'm going to be so much on the Rav, so that doesn't work. So the Rav says, you see from here, that you can only rely on the Rabbi's Eruv in a situation where you really forget, otherwise it's not permitted l'chachila to go ahead and to fail to prepare an Erev and be somech on the Rav's Erev.